miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Claire, this is a great initiative. We saw this in the paper last week and we were like, we've got to talk about this because I think it's fantastic.
It's been in the planning stages for months and it's such a fantastic thing that's now come to light. It is the freebies lockers that are at the PCYC.
Exactly right. And someone behind it joins us right now, a good friend of the show, Senior Constable Alex Davies, who is the school liaison officer. Good morning, mate.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Now, first of all, how did you get involved in this idea?
Well, I was just doing some stats in relation to what young people that got caught stealing things, what they were stealing. And I found out that not only were they just like stealing your general property and of value, but while they're there, they might, you know, steal something out of the fridge. Or if they're in a shop, they might steal a shirt. Or, you know, if they're in a chemist or something like that, they might steal some toiletries. So I thought, why are kids stealing food, clothing and toiletries? You know, it just doesn't make sense. And if we could turn around and provide them through a service free of charge, very little, you know, involvement, but you can get these things without actually committing an offence, well, we'll just give that a go and see what happens.
Yeah. Now, these freebie lockers, they've just kind of kicked off in the past few months. Do you want to explain exactly what they are, though?
All right. So it's just like a standard locker, like a little box with a code on the front, combination code, four digits. And inside the locker, it contains, you know, your just necessities to get you through the night. And we don't know why you're in that situation. You might be, and the reason why we say night as well, because during the day, generally there are services available that are open that you can go to. But on the weekend and at night times, most of those services are shut. So we wanted to provide a service that is always there, day or night. So in there, there's some food, there's a little first aid kit, there's a sleeping bag, there's an air pillow. The food is like there's a big heated meal and there's also some snacks as well just to get you through so that the next morning there's also an information sheet with all the services available to you and there's also a map in there which shows you where all the showers and toilets are that are 24/7 available in Griffith.
Wow.
And also in the locker there's a towel and toiletries pack and all that, so if you need to have a shower or anything.
So how do we get – how do you get access to the lockers if you find yourself in this situation and you may be
out of home for the night,
exactly
down
right.
on your luck, like you said, or you know having to stay at a friend's house because things aren't great?
Yeah. How do you go about getting access?
Well, there's a it's a Fryer telephone number. You're in the kids' helpline on 1800 551 1800, and you can do that from any payphone, totally free, or you can do it from your mobile phone, totally free. And when you ring them, you tell them, look, I would like to, you know, situation, you need some help tonight because you're homeless.
Yeah.
And they all go through their database and find out that these lockers are available to you. And then they'll tell you the location, unless you're already at the location. That's when, you know, you could tell them straight up, I need the code to these lockers.
Yeah, right.
There is a phone booth up the road from PCYC.
Perfect.
There's an arrow pointing, you know, just to go up the hill there. There's a phone booth up there.
Now, Wonderful. Obviously there'll be a cost involved with this type of thing, with what you're putting in these lockers. There's six available at the moment for this area. How can we get involved to help out to keep this going? Because it's an amazing initiative and
such. Yeah, it's fantastic for all the young people and those who don't have somewhere to stay for the night.
Well, it blew me away because when I approached Deb about the program, I said to her, look, I reckon we'll probably only get six accesses in a year. And she kind of laughed at me and said, I reckon we'll probably get 30, Alex. And I went, really? And she said, yeah. Anyway, we started the initiative on the 1st of September. We've not much advertising. And the 11th of September was our first access. So it only took 11 days for someone to go through the processes. And as a result of that, since it's been running, we've had 14 accesses, and of the 14 that have accessed it, four of them have identified back with the linking community networks that they had accessed the locker previously.
Okay.
And that's how they found out about it. So the need was just blew me away. And so the first week in December, we had six accesses of a locker.
Alone.
So all the lockers were gone in one weekend.
So at the moment, though, you do need sponsors to help these lockers going, because obviously you don't get all the stuff that's inside for free.
No.
And so how exactly can people sponsor these lockers?
Well, they can contact myself or Deb. So Deb Longhurst, her phone number is 0427487811. Or you can contact me on 0458170007. And the cost of a locker, we've calculated it out to be around about $150 a locker, and that would then supply all the materials for the locker. Plus, because we're only at the first stages of this program, we might want to add extra things in there later
exactly
on.
Right.
So, and the other thing is, let's just say, I don't know, one of the doors gets broken off or something like that. Well, then we've got to fix up the locker. So anyway, $150 covers pretty much everything, and we've probably about a couple of dollars spare. But then those spare dollars would just go for that, unfortunately, instead of where something goes wrong, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's a fantastic initiative. Yeah. Get in touch with those phone numbers to get involved. Senior Constable Alex Davis, the school liaison officer. Thanks for talking to us about freebies. The lockers at the front of the PCYC.
No drama. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Claire, you got two cats, Bubba and Amber. How did you come up with their names?
Bubba came with his name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he a bit fat?
He is now.
Yeah, okay.
I couldn't get him out of the name. No matter what I tried to call him, he wouldn't come unless I called him Bubba.
And what about Amber?
Amber, we came up with the name. We just both liked the name.
Colour? Was it colour-wise?
Oh, she's got a bit of an amber colour to her, so I guess it probably subconsciously was there.
Yeah.
But we weren't intending to go for anything like that. We threw out probably 20 different names, and that's the one that we both thought she looks like an Amber.
Yeah, right. Interesting. So did you get these cats from kittens?
Yes. So it's like naming kids.
Okay. I don't know if it's the same. Oh, no, you know what? You're right. You probably look at a child and go, oh, no, it's not a John, it's more of an Alex.
Well, that's what I did with Amber. Bubba's just Bubba.
Excuse me. Australia's top 100 pet names have been revealed based on data from Medibank Pet Insurance.
Okay.
Pet insurance, very important to have. I don't think you got a few cats, don't you?
No.
No. You should get it from Medibank.
Yeah, I used to work for the call centres.
Oh, there you go.
I'm good.
The company's got 270,000 cats and dogs on its records and found some of the most popular names for 2017.
Which is kind of cool.
That's really cool. There's 100 of them, right?
Mm.
It's everything from Zeus, Ziggy, Barney, Hugo, Pepper, Monty. The top three, though, are classics.
Oh, are they?
Can
like, as
you
in, like,
guess?
Old school names?
Yeah, sort of. They're classic dog names, I reckon, for the top three. Can you guess any of them?
Spot?
Spot is not in the top three, no.
Okay. Ralph?
Ralph is also not in the top three, no. This is going terribly.
Fido.
That is also not in the top three. Max?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a typical dog name, sure.
Charlie?
Yep, okay.
And the number one dog name, Bella.
Yeah.
My old dog was called Bella.
There's a lot of, like, if it's a female dog, it's almost Bella, guaranteed.
It's almost it, isn't it? But there's also some weird and wacky names out there, of course, and
it's
gets like, influenced by TV throughout the year.
It's like having, you know how people like call their kids weird things because they see stuff?
Yes.
You can get away with it a lot more when you have a dog rather than a child, so you can call them something ridiculous like Star Wars 3.
Yes, exactly right. And that's something that happens. There's 34 Jedis.
Because of Jedi and Star Wars.
Yeah. 8 Pikachus. There's 2 Captain Jack Sparrows. And, of course, one of the biggest shows this year was Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting any new Game of Thrones to 2019, but people are living it through their pet. 38 Khaleesi's.
Okay, this is something that I feel like pet owners don't think about, is when you have to call out that pet's name.
Khaleesi!
Yeah, or Pikachu!
Yeah, exactly, Pikachu. Right across the park. It just sounds stupid, doesn't it?
I didn't think about calling out Bubba, right?
Right.
Until someone took care of my cats. They're like, it's a bit strange yelling out to your entire neighbourhood, Bubba! Bubba!
Yeah, you don't think of that, do you?
No.
That's why I give my pet like a normal name, like Stephen, and like expect a kid to walk around the corner. Stephen! 19 minutes past 6, you get a parent date on here. Or Fetfin.
What is that?
Fetfin. P-H-E-T-E-V-E-N.
How is that normal?
Fetfin, it's not. It's great.
Dane, you know we love a good study on this show.
Love a study on this show.
And we've kept this study nice and early because it's probably a little less PG.
Okay.
Do
I need to get the dump button ready or it's not even on? I'm just ready. I'm ready to. We have a button called dump. If we say anything naughty or if a listener says everything naughty, we just can dump
Axum.
It and you won't hear it.
No, look, it's nothing that naughty.
Oh, okay.
It's all good. Right, but a new study's come out that shows that smoking just 1 month before or after getting a boob job can lead to your nipples turning black and falling off.
Wow.
It's according to a top plastic surgeon. So if you've ever been a smoker, you know that there are toxins in cigarettes.
Yes.
No big surprise there.
No.
But it can cause blood supply problems when it comes to healing.
Okay.
So like if you get a wisdom tooth out or a tooth out at the dentist and you're a smoker, they say you can't smoke for the next day or two.
Yep.
I think it's because of obviously the chemicals and I think that there's other reasons to do with blood supply, but it works the same way. Well, this plastic surgeon has said that if you are a smoker, those toxins can obviously lead to blood supply issues to the healing breasts and can ultimately cut off the blood supply, making your nipples fall off.
Because, look, I've done a little bit of research into this.
Oh,
and
have
I
you?
Do know for a fact, sometimes when you do get a boob job, they actually cut your nipples off and move them so they look normal.
So say that your boobs are a little saggy.
Yes.
They can basically lift your nipples up a little.
Yeah, exactly right. So they can do
that. That sounds really painful, but they can.
And obviously they reconnect it all, and that's what you're talking about. The blood supply to that can cause them then, if you're a smoker,
Now, doctors can technically reverse this decaying of the nipples.
Okay, okay.
Obviously, if it's not too far gone.
Yeah.
So the treatment that sounds a little bit bizarre, blood-sucking medical-grade leeches.
You know what? It sounds bizarre, but that's like one of the health trends or one of the trends of this year I've seen.
Okay, so this medical plastic surgeon, Dr. Anthony Yoon, said, "We use leeches to literally suck out the excess venous blood from the body part, acting as an attachable vein." So they basically draw the blood back and get it going again.
How do they sterilize the leeches?
I think, so they're medical grade, right? I don't think you can sterilize them as such, but
do
I
they
think
scrub
that they're
up
bred,
before they go into surgery?
I think they're bred in a separate tank. They're not just from the wild. They don't just pick these things up the side of the bush. Could you imagine? Here, I got you a new one.
We've got some new leeches, guys. Here they are. There's Gary and John and Steve and Sally and Sarah.
But
leech therapy aside, would you? If you were to get something done, would you quit for that amount of time smoking, for example, to make sure nothing happens? Or do you think you're sort of that far gone that you couldn't?
Don't know, to be honest.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It is. And you know what? For a smoker, it's not as easy as just saying, okay, well, just don't do it for the next month,
that's
and then you can pick it back
up.
That's
what I'm getting at.
So I think it would be that you'd need to make that lifestyle change.
Before you go to the surgery, and then you've sort of kicked on that. So a couple of months beforehand, surgery, a couple of months later, you might even end up giving up.
Well, you'd hope so.
Either that or you got no nipples left.
One or the other, guys. One or the other.
Quit or no nipples.
Your choice. Dane.
Yes.
We, here in Australia, love a good award.
Yes.
Sometimes for the most random things.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And one of those things is the Australian Bird of the Year.
Ah, for 2017. Well, what a prestigious award to win.
I know, right? It's awarded every year for different birds.
Is it really? It's the first I've ever heard of this.
Yeah. And the Australian Bird of the Year for 2017 may shock you. Now, there have been quite a few different birds that were up for nominations.
Yeah, who are the nominations?
Okay, here are your nominations for Bird of the Year 2017. You've got the Splendid Fairy Wren, Southern Cassowary, Wedgetail Eagle, Willy Wagtail, Rainbow Lorikeet.
Oh, wow. Quite the nomination list.
Yeah. 20 Frogmouth, Laughing Kookaburra, the Ibis.
Yes, the Bin Chicken.
Yeah. And that's all in order of the top 10.
Okay, yep.
But who came out on top?
Well, that's a very good question.
The good old magpie.
Wow.
The magpie won Australian Bird of the Year.
What?
I'm not quite sure. Number two was the Ibis. The two worst birds in Australia made the top two.
As Bird of the Year. Now, what do they have to do to get nominated, first of all? And then how do you win? Is there what judging criteria is there? Is it just annoyances, obviously, with those two? How many people they pecked throughout the year?
Look, I'm not quite sure how they go about all of this. But I'm assuming it would be based on, you know, how many people take photos of different birds. I think there's a nomination process. And above all, came out on top the magpie. I'm just like,
it's not even a good looking bird.
Well, I don't know. It's an annoying bird. I know that much. They like to peck your eyes out.
Up against the tawny frogmouth, how can that bloody thing
win?
Well,
that's the thing, right? So it's that. The number two was the white ibis, otherwise known as the Australian bin chicken.
The pest.
Yeah, the bin chicken.
So the, if you don't know what an ibis is, you've been living under a rock. It's that big bird with that long, curvy beak that just hangs out everywhere.
If you've ever been to Sydney, like to Central in Sydney, if you go to the park across the road from the train station, they are everywhere.
I just don't get it. Like, what a waste of a good
number
vote.
Number three, Laughing Kookaburra.
See, that should have won. Yeah, that win?
That should have won.
That's synonymous with Australia.
It's like a complete
Kookaburra
icon.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree, Mary, Mary,
like,
King of the bushes.
Imagine this going overseas and going viral. The bird of the year is the magpie. People are going to be like, what are they talking about? That is crazy.
What message is that sending our overseas visitors?
That we like to peck people's eyes out, apparently.
Come here, get pecked in the head.
We love scaring overseas people into believing that, you know, it's the most, well, it is the most dangerous technically country.
Oh, no, it is. We've got the 10 deadliest snakes in the world right here in Australia.
Yeah, and then spiders as well.
Yeah, throw
and
the spiders in.
Now we put the deadliest bird as our, well, oh, not I don't deadliest know that. Bird, but a
we don't
deadly
get sued
bird.
By the Magpie Association.
I just don't get it. Like, no, why are we scaring people away from Australia?
I missed on that. The kookaburra for me is it. Kookaburra is robbed.
Yeah, kookaburra, absolutely. Absolutely. Or the tawny frogmouth.
Oh, beautiful bird. So pretty and just sort of sits there looking cute. Doesn't poke your eyes out.
Also a kookaburra.
Oh, God.
Like, why? Anyway, congratulations, Australia.
Birdie, probably from the same people that bought you Bodie McBoatface.
Birdie McBoatface. Spiteful magpie.
Tegan from Leading Edge Computers joins us right now for the second last Tech Tuesday for 2017.
Right.
Good morning, Tegan.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Tegan, Shazam. Everyone loves a good Shazam. You know, you listen to a song on the radio and you're like, oh, what is
that?
Shazam.
It's perfect, isn't it,
for that? But there's a new owner.
There is. Now, Apple has confirmed that they will acquire Shazam.
Wow.
So why would Apple want to buy Shazam? That's the question. The data collected by Shazam could be really valuable to Apple in predicting which songs are about to be hits. And that would be really important for the Apple Music service.
Geez, they're clever,
you know. And Apple has said they have some exciting plans in store, so I'll be really interested to see how they integrate that into iOS on iPads and iPhones and whatnot.
Google does do something kind of like Shazam at the moment, but it does it randomly sometimes. Where if I say radio station or this song on radio, it instantly pops up and tries to listen to me.
Always listening.
It doesn't quite work though, like Shazam. Yeah. Shazam keeps all the records and everything else, and it's fantastic.
And I can't believe how quick it is. Yeah. Like when it first came out, I was like, oh, just Shazam. I was like, what the hell is Shazam? And you click it and it literally takes 3 seconds, especially in the chorus.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
And you have all the links to Blight straight away and everything. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
That's what they'll do. They'll link it into Apple Music so that you
straight
can buy
away.
The song.
Yeah.
Huge. Now, we're all going to pull our money soon. All of us will put in some money each here in the studio. And we're going to buy Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And people will be like, at the moment, what is Bitcoin?
Because that's right.
People have been talking about lots in the last like month.
But you may not know what it actually means.
Yeah.
Well, it's been in the news a lot lately because value has gone up significantly and more people around the world are investing. So what is it? Bitcoin is a digital currency that was created in 2009. Transactions are made with no middlemen, meaning no banks. Other advantages are it can be used online. International payments are really easy because it's not tied to any particular country and there are no credit card fees. Bitcoins are stored in a digital wallet, which exists in the cloud.
Where's the cloud? No one knows.
No one knows.
No one knows where the cloud is. I'll cover that another week.
The cloud is.
That'll be great.
That's fine. So it's kind of like a virtual bank account. Now, Bitcoin exchanges online, they allow people to buy and sell Bitcoins using different currencies. No one knows what's going to happen to Bitcoin because it's mostly unregulated.
Yeah.
But some countries are looking into regulating it due to tax concerns and their lack of control over the currency.
It's such a fascinating thing, isn't it,
this really
Bitcoin
is.
Thing?
Someone sold or put their house up for market selling
for
it
for Bitcoin. Or something,
Wow.
For the first time ever.
So Bitcoins are worth around $17,000 at the moment each. And Claire, we were talking just before and you said it started off around a dollar for dollar kind of value.
That's crazy.
So it's...
And it's just like gone up and up over the past few years.
Yeah, and especially in the last few months.
Especially the last couple of months. Close to doubled in value over
the last few months.
So if you, say if you did want to invest in Bitcoin now, so to buy one full Bitcoin, it's almost a $17,000 investment.
Yeah, but you don't have to buy one full Bitcoin. You can buy 0.0001 of a Bitcoin
sort of thing. So how do you use it? If one Bitcoin's worth about $23,000 Australian, if I want to use a Bitcoin to buy, say, the latest Blu-ray from Amazon.com.au, like, I'm not going to use one Bitcoin for that, am
no,
I?
No, so like, how does that work? It'll come up saying, like, current, like our currency, where it may be $5.75, it'll be 0.55
of
a Bitcoin.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
and, right.
But it's interesting because some online retailers are no longer accepting Bitcoin because it's just so volatile. The value of it isn't stable enough.
Well, exactly.
For them to know what they're getting.
Exactly right. Mm. We're just going over the phones. 13, 12, 16, does anyone own a Bitcoin in the River Inn at MIA or a bit of one?
Yeah.
Or just if you have one.
Let us know.
Yeah,
and
I want it.
Tegan, what's happening at Leading Edge Computers in Griffith over December?
Our Saturday special this week is a really good one. It's the HP Sprocket Compact Photo Printer. We've talked about this
before. Oh, these
are
cool, yeah.
Yeah, they print 2x3-inch photos, so about the size of a credit card, from your smartphone. They have a rechargeable battery. They use Bluetooth, so there's no wires there. And it doesn't need any ink, which is what fascinated Dane when we spoke about it originally. So you'll see these around online for $199. This Saturday, they'll be on sale in store for just $169. So you save $30 there, and stock is limited on these. We also have plenty of other specials and gift ideas at the moment. We have monitors from $179. We have iPads in stock. We've stocked up in time for Christmas.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they often sell out right before Christmas, so we do still have quite a bit of stock. Google Chromecast from $59 and Google Home in stock. UE Boom speakers with the Mega Boom on special at $249. Save $100 on that one until Christmas. We have a huge range of printers for home and business, including the really compact HP printer. It's a DJ3721. It's perfect for students with limited desk space because it's really tiny. And, of course, we have the biggest range of computers in Griffith. So come in and see us at Leading Edge Computers. We're in the top block, Banner Avenue, Griffith.
Awesome stuff. Now, Tegan, next week, can we talk about the cloud?
We can.
Because, obviously, there's somewhere with a million servers in a room with everyone's information on. Where is it? What's the cloud? What does it do? Does it do it?
We'll talk cloud next week.
Excellent. Good stuff. The last one for 2017.
Tegan, thank you so much for joining us this
morning.
Thanks,
guys.
It's 6-8, Claire and Dane on Hit.